couple of weeks ago, we had an amazing Christmas program. Part of the Christmas program, one of our young people told us the Christmas story, and I heard that it was 81 total verses that she said to us that evening. And she told the Christmas story from Matthew's gospel and from Luke's gospel and a number of the prophetic passages as well. There is somewhat of a forgotten Christmas story that I'd like us to think about for just a little bit tonight. And that is the Christmas story as recorded in John's gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John's telling us the Christmas story from the perspective of heaven. He's telling us about God the Father, and the counsels of the Holy Spirit and the Son, in the glory of the majesty of heaven, determining to send Jesus to be our Savior. The Bible tells us that the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness didn't overwhelm it. I'm thinking about the womb of Mary, where the newborn Christ, the new yet to be born Christ, is dwelling for 9 months, the darkness. Surely that was dark, but yet the world itself is dark. We know that Christ was dwelling there in Mary because the Bible tells us that John the Baptist, still in the womb of his mother, acknowledged that the Messiah was there in Elizabeth and Mary. That isn't the only dark world that Christ came into. Christ came into the darkened world where sin is. He came into this dark world to die on a dark cross. Pay for our dark, dark sins. It's the ultimate gift, isn't it? The gift of Christ. Paying the debt of our sin on that cross. Gifts are a marvelous thing. I've received several of them already. Gifts are to be received, accepted, and opened. But in John's gospel, as the Council of Heaven is meeting there, there are three responses that are recorded. The first response is the response of the world, and that is, they ignore Christ. In fact, we're told that John had to come and bear witness of the light, that he was the true light. Apart from John, they weren't certain who the Messiah was. So John had to come and witness to that light so that there would be no possibility of ignoring it. You would have to face it and make a decision concerning that light for yourself. That's where John's gospel becomes very, very clear. It says he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Jesus was a Jew. He came for the Jewish people. And the scriptures tell us clearly that their initial response was to reject him. In fact, it was the very leaders of the Jewish people that insisted that he be nailed to that cross. He came into his own, and his own received him not. That's what you do with a gift. You're supposed to receive it, but they didn't receive it. They rejected it. But John doesn't leave it at that point. He continues on. But to all who did receive him, John's gospel is the last of the four gospels written. It's written about 80 AD, about 50 years after the death and resurrection of Christ. In fact, it's the last, one of the last epistles of the New Testament that are written. And John already is recognizing that there are people that didn't reject Christ, didn't ignore Christ, but yet received him. And this is where John becomes very, very clear. And I want you to hear how clear he is. It says, he came to his own and his own did not receive him. To all who did receive him, there is the opportunity of receiving Christ. So I can imagine someone thinking, well, how then does one receive Christ? We acknowledge the beauty of the manger. We acknowledge the wonder of the cross. We acknowledge the advent of Christ come into the world and born there and lived here. But yet, how then do I respond to this? And John makes it very clear. But to all who did receive them, those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. It says it there. Did you hear it? It says to believe on his name. I'm sure if we were in a conversation, just you and me, you'd say, well, who doesn't believe in God? Everybody believes in God. In a strange way, we think possibly even the atheists believe in God because they argue so adamantly against him. But it says here to believe in his name suggests to believe in Christ. Who is Christ? He is God in the flesh on the cross for your sin. It's to accept that his payment on that cross is sufficient to care for your personal need, your debt against God is paid for by him on that cross. And I believe he pays my debt. I trust him. That's what it means to receive Christ, to trust that his payment is your payment. On this Christmas, have you received that gift? Have you personally put your trust in what he did on that cross for you? Jesus says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. The abundance of eternal life is yours through Christ, if you trust in him. It really is that simple. People say, well, that's too easy. Well, maybe it's easy for you, but it wasn't easy for him. He had to die for you. My credit card will come due. My wife has made sure that all the grandkids are covered. She's made sure that all the kids are covered. In fact, I asked her the other day, how come is your stocking filled? And she says, I wouldn't want the kids to look at it and think I didn't get anything. So even she's covered. My credit card will come due. Christ has already paid the full debt of all sin on that cross. If you will trust him, your debt is paid. Join with me in prayer. Father, I thank you for the simplicity of the gospel, that this one, Jesus, who was born in a manger, wrapped in a common barn cloth used to clean up messes, but would grow up to be a man who would lay down his life on a cross, naked, not even swaddling clothes, naked, in full payment for our sins. And it is Christ only who makes heaven possible for us if we will trust in that payment for ourselves. Thank you for Jesus. Father, I pray if there's someone here tonight that has never received Jesus, that they would simply, as the scriptures tell us here, trust him, believe in him, even now, and know that the gift of eternal life is theirs. Thank you for Jesus, the incredible gift of life, the light of the world. It's in his name we pray, the name of Jesus. Amen.